Welcome back to Voice of the Cape, Drive Time. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently in Israel for an official state visit, the very first Indian Prime Minister to do so in its history. Today, he was expected to address a gathering of Jews of Indian origin in a community reception at Tel Aviv. Modi has said he will not visit Palestine. Undoubtedly, there is markedly more visible warmth between these two countries since 2014 when Modi was elected Prime Minister. So the very, very big question, where does Prime Minister Modi stand on the Palestinian question? To help us understand all of this is Maron Mantovani, the International Secretariat member of the BNC currently based in India, New Delhi. In other words, it's the Palestinian Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions National Committee in India. Maron, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
How do we understand all of this? This is the first time that an Indian Prime Minister has actually visited Israel. What I find interesting about this is that in 1948, India was one of the countries at the United Nations that voted against the partition of the country. In other words, India supported the Palestinians in 1948.
Not only has it supported Palestinians in 1948, but has continued to uphold this support until very recently. And no doubt this visit is a major break with the long-standing foreign policy principle of India that since its independence has stood internationally for principles of self-determination, international law and human rights. So the support of India for the Palestinian cause was a natural extension of Indian foreign policy historically. And it is quite unfortunate that this has been broken on such a symbolic and visible level by the current prime minister. It is for the current prime minister and the current government evidently a question of personal pride, because Israel is doing everything to roll out the red carpet. But what is interesting as well is that de facto, India will not bring very much back home in terms even of pragmatic material gains from this Israel visit. Because if you look a bit further into the relations, India has become a key export market for Israel. Israel is selling much of its weaponry to India. India has become by far the biggest export market in military terms for Israel since almost a decade. And in this sense, India has turned already from being a staunch supporter of the Palestinian cause to being a staunch supporter of the Israeli military industry and its occupation and apartheid regime.
Do carry on.
I do think as well that it is interesting to mark that India was not only a supporter of the Palestinian cause, but as well of the South African struggle against apartheid. And when the South African people were calling for a global boycott movement, who first supported it and strongly supported it was the Indian government. Today that the Palestinian people are calling for a global boycott movement that is gaining ever more ground around the world, Israel, India is marching exactly in the opposite direction. So for the Palestinian people that are not only sidelined by the visit of Modi, this is much more than being not heard, not being visited. This is seeing a crucial shift against the Palestinian struggle.
Now, Maron, what is the attitude of Indian citizens in the street? For example, India has a significant Muslim minority, the biggest in the world, which is over 50 million. I can't see them, for example, agreeing with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit, just as an example. It's not that the Palestinian question is a Muslim one, but Muslims do generally support Palestinians. So what is the feeling in the streets about this?
In effect, in India, the Palestinian question has never been a Muslim question. It has been the question of its Indian national liberation struggle and of national pride. And in fact, there is a strong feeling of solidarity across the board and across religious and ethnic lines here in India. And there have been numerous articles and events happening to oppose this visit. However, it is as well very clear that this foreign policy shift of the Modi government is as well reflecting a larger question that the Indian people has to tackle with at the moment. That is a question between secularism and democratic and human rights values and a new version of politics based on a Hindutva vision of politics. And that is something that affects and negatively affects in particular minorities like the Muslims, like the Dalits, and others. So here there is actually an overlapping between what is happening on an international level and what is happening on a national level. And I guess it is for all of us that are standing for human rights and against oppression and against apartheid and exclusion globally, the effort to ensure that there is a clear linking between what national politics are and what international politics are, and in that way link in a more effective way the visions that this government is expressing on a national level and that it is expressing internationally. In this sense, the big effort that we need to do here, all together, Indian movement and the Palestinian movement, is to ensure that this strong sentiment of solidarity with the Palestinian people that is still in the streets and in the universities and in the homes of India becomes a movement that can challenge this new direction whereby, like yesterday, Prime Minister Modi and Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu in a joint op-ed were saying they weren't pledged to go hand in hand into the future. And I do think we need to work together so that India and Palestine will be walking hand in hand to a future without apartheid and for justice.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because what's at stake here, and you've already underlined it, is what in South Africa we would definitely call an issue of apartheid. And you're quite right. I mean, Palestine is not necessarily a Muslim issue. It's a human rights issue defined by the parameters of apartheid, which was defined in the United Nations in the 1970s. It's a generic understanding of human rights violations. The other point is that if one looks at the BRICS countries, India also seems to have broken away from the sentiment of the BRICS countries when it comes to the issue of Israel as well.
Well, again, we need to talk about the people in the BRICS countries. No doubt there has been a moment only a couple of years ago where the BRICS countries unison were standing in support of the Palestinian cause, but there has been a huge effort ongoing to undermine popular and democratic governments in the BRICS countries. If we look at the Brazilian government today, after it has ousted the PT government, we have as well a situation where we have a government that is standing against its own people and the Palestinian people. So I do think there is a general weakening within the political capacity in the sense as well of the BRICS countries. And on the other hand, it is very interesting that looking at the BRICS countries, we see as well that the more governments are actually expression of its people, the more they will be supporting Palestine, the more they are actually in conflict with its own people, the less they will be supporting Palestine.
My final question, what does Narendra Modi, the Indian Prime Minister, stand to gain politically in India by visiting Israel if, as you say, at grassroots level, there is such resentment against his visit?
He is gaining a show of international reputation, which actually is much more of a show than anything else, but Israel is still playing very hard to stage that show for him. And in the line of visits from Angela Merkel to Donald Trump and now Netanyahu, it is a kind of show off that India is within the club of the powerful countries. That is definitely one of the arguments. The other argument is that there is an ideological line between a Hindutva ideology and the Zionist ideology, which makes Modi gain at least in front of staunch supporters of the Hindutva gains and reputation, but and Israel is trying very hard to sell itself as a country that helps India in terms of bringing water technology, bringing agro technology to India. Fact is that if one scratches the surface of this propaganda, one realizes that de facto Israel is not contributing in any way to actually solve the real problems that rural India has, which are problems for which Israel evidently doesn't have a solution. I think, and I've repeated it various times, Israel is just selling what it can offer and what it has. It offers a technology built to colonize, to steal land, to control land, to control water resources. And this is never helpful, even when you export it to the poor majorities of those countries. So if there is a short-term gain of hype around that visit because of the red carpet that Israel is laying out, on a long-term level and on a substantial level, there is not even any kind of material and pragmatic gain. The only thing that India is really losing is its legacy and its standing as a country that stands up for international cooperation that is based on peace and justice.
Maren Mantovani, the International Secretariat Member of the BNC in New Delhi, the Palestinian Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions National Committee of India. Thanks for chatting to us about Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Israel. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.